Hey there, welcome to the Kwame Dada Power Podcast, where I'll be sharing insights on surviving the various phases of life as a youth living in Ghana. I am Kwame Nyameche Dapa, your host. Hey guys, it's been a minute. Welcome to the Kwame Dada Power Podcast. It's been a while since we had a conversation. I think the last time I posted was on 21st June, over a month now. Wow. But hey, I'm here again. I've been busy. I think I should share with you what I've been up to. So I changed jobs and I'm in a new space now. So those who follow me closely might have noticed, and trying to understand the new space, taking me a good amount of my time, and definitely there are things that I'm learning that I'll definitely be sharing with my community. I know some of you have changed. I mean, every now and then we get to change jobs, and there are a lot of things that you need to learn and need to apply to be able to fit into those new rules. So I'm trying to apply myself to a few of the principles I've learned, and I'll let you know the outcomes so that it can be something that you can use as a blueprint when you're changing jobs and when you try to, you know, integrate into a new system. But that's off the way. Today, I want to have a discussion with you guys on adult friendship, managing adult friendships. Growing up, most of our friendships have been, for me, most of my friendships have been very, not too intentional, you know. We are friends because probably our parents are friends, probably because we are in the same school, probably because we live in the same neighborhood, and these friendships evolve over time, and some become closer, some become distant. And I noticed that when you grow up, you need a whole skill set to be able to keep your friendships working, because one, you might not be as close as you used to be in terms of proximity, space, geographical location. Your goals, your purposes in life might have shifted and changed. And if you're not too intentional about it, you're going to lose a lot of your old friends. It's like every step of your life, you're going to make new friends. I don't think that is necessarily bad, but I think that you really have to work hard to keep some of your old friends that, or your old friendships that you think that are going to be beneficial to you. Sometimes it's not about the serious stuff. You need people that you can hang out with, share jokes with, you know, have fun and, you know, get away from all the hustle and bustle of work, hustle and bustle of the city and all those things that keep us busy and keep our pressures high, you know. So, yeah. I've had a couple of friendships. I've seen how they've evolved, and I have kind of sat down to look at the trajectory that they have taken, and I've noticed a few things. One of the things that I've noticed is that friendships thrive by proximity and purpose. So yes, physical proximity in terms of geographical location helps friendships to thrive, and then purpose, when you guys are working towards like a particular goal, or you guys have certain things in common that you are, you know, working towards, it really helps friendships to thrive. And I noticed growing up, one of the things that life will take away from me is proximity. You might move to stay somewhere very far from where your friends are, but thanks to technology today, you can be as far off but still be in touch. And that's where the intentionality comes in, because you really need to put time aside to connect with people who are far off using technology and purpose. Every friendship at every time has its purpose. You need to find out what the purpose of those friendships are so that you can keep them fresh. If you don't redefine your friendships, keeping them fresh and keeping them useful becomes very, very difficult. And I've seen a lot of my friendships evolve from people that I was very close with when we were in school, who have now become like strangers, you know, because of proximity, because our purposes has changed, and you know, a lot of things have come in between. And there are some of the friendships that I really wish I had them. I really wish I didn't. They didn't get as quiet as they have gotten today. So some of the things I've noticed, I'm trying to work on them to make sure that I get some of these friendships that I still find dear to me, alive and fresh. So guys, here's some 5 things that I've learned. Number one, so I think I've shared number one already. Friendships thrive on purpose and proximity. Number two, some friendships are for a season, right? Don't force them. Keep them open by periodic check-ins if you still have or if you still value those connections, you know. Some friends are really seasonal, because I know if I cast my mind back, I can see some friendships where, like, they came in a time that I really needed certain support and they were there for me. They were meaningful at that time. And then after that, I noticed that the purpose has really changed. Our purpose are very divergent, and it's difficult to bring us together to do things. So I still value those friendships because they've added some value to me, and they are really part of who I have become. So I try to keep those friendships by periodic check-ins. Yo, Charlie, how is it going? How are you doing? How is family? You know, what has been keeping you busy? How is the year coming up for you? You know, just once in a while, just to keep the relationship, you know, green, and to know that we are still in touch. Then number three, as an adult, you must draw a line between the friends that you have. I mean, that's something about adult friendship. You really have to draw the line. You need to have your inner circle, your outer circle, your acquaintances, family, business connections, and people that you support. You know, sometimes you just support some people. They don't necessarily have to be your friends. Okay, because I think friendships are people that you can, you know, you share deep thoughts with, right? People that you can really connect on a beyond a casual level, right? So for me, there's something that I heard one preacher say, Dr. Mensah Otebel. He said for him, his inner circle is his wife and his children. And for me, that I find that as good advice for somebody who is married, to keep my inner circle as my wife and my children. Because these are people that I share like my deep thoughts with, and I feel very comfortable around. I can be free with them because they are my family, right? So I feel that I agree with Dr. Mensah Otebel, like your inner circle should be your wife, so you can share the deep thoughts with us. If you don't do that, sometimes you have conversations with other people. If you come home, it's difficult to relive those conversations. For me, one of the rules of thumbs that I try to keep work on to keep my marriage going is, when anything happens and I feel excited about it, I always want to share with my wife. I'll first share with my wife before I share with anyone else, because sometimes the excitement makes it interesting to share. When you share with other people and go and share with your wife, it's not too exciting, and it doesn't help the relationship. So for me, inner circle, my wife and my children. Then outer circle are friends who have proven themselves, people that I've known for years, people that we share the same values, people that we share the same beliefs, and people that I know, because we share the same values and beliefs, when I bounce off things with them, it's kept, the thinking process is kept in a certain parameter, because I feel that you're thinking, even though you should think outside the box, there should be a parameter within which you think to avoid abuse. Okay, so for instance, if my values are that I would not take a bribe, right? So when the conversation comes and it's going into the areas of taking bribe, taking kickbacks to make things happen, I am not interested in those conversations because it is outside my parameter of values. So I think that in as much as you want to be flexible and all that, you should be guided by something, right? Because if you don't stand for anything, or if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. So I feel, yeah, people who I share the same values, belief system, those people come into my outer core. Then acquaintances, these are my hello, hi friends. I mean, hello, hi people. My wife normally tells me that. She used to tell me that I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends. I know too many people. And I said, yeah, I know too many people. I don't necessarily have a lot of friends. So I have a lot of acquaintances, right? People that we can have a conversation when we meet, you know. And that's one thing about me. Like, I'm a very good conversationalist. I can keep the conversation going. And if you are like me and you don't draw the line between the type of friends or the type of people that you have around you, you will just notice that you tend to share everything with everyone. And that might not be too safe for you because you don't know what the people use the information for. So you really have to draw those lines and know who you can share certain information with. So yeah, you should know who your acquaintances are. People that you have a very casual hello, hi conversations with. So there are certain conversations that you'd have with your outer circle and inner circle people. You don't have those conversations with your acquaintances. Then family. There are certain conversations that you know how to take to family. And sometimes your family can even become like some of your family members can even become like your outer circle. Because I come from a big family. We are 6. And some of my brothers, I really have conversations, like deep conversations with them. I learn a lot from them. So some of my family have now become like my outer circle. And I have a very good relationship with my dad. I always tell people that I treat my dad and my mom. But I think I have an exceptionally better relationship with my dad than my mom. And I treat them, both of them, the way I want my children to treat me. The way I want my girls to treat me. That's how I treat my dad. So yeah, that's about family. Then business connections. You know, one thing that I've learned is you must be careful how you get some of your personal conversation out to business connections. If the relationship is business, if the people have not proven themselves by the value, their beliefs to come into your outer circle, you should be mindful how you take your conversations into the business space, into your business connections. And then the people that you support, sometimes just offer support to people, like you help them. They are not people that you should necessarily be sharing deep thoughts with, okay? Maybe you are there to support them, you are there to help them. You should know that these are people that I'm supporting and you know how to keep that relationship. So basically, I'm saying that you should be able to draw the line between the people that you have, the people that you have around you, who is in your inner circle, who is in your outer circle, who are your acquaintances, family, business connection, and those that you support. Now, this is a big one, and sometimes you get people telling you that, you know, in Tree, they'll say that wabaso. Like, I mean, you think you have arrived, you are a big boy, so you don't want to play with guys again. Like, you don't come around again, we don't see you the way we used to see you, you've got too busy, you know. But I think that people genuinely get busy as we grow, because based on what you are doing, based on the and what you want to achieve, the purpose that you are chasing, right? The dreams that you are chasing, people genuinely become busy. Because I've noticed a couple of my friends that we used to talk, but they have become genuinely busy. You know, Saturdays they are working, Sundays they are working. It's even difficult to get hold of them. They don't even have time for themselves, right? And maybe you are one of those people who don't even have time for yourself. You have become busy, right? But I think that in as much as you are genuinely busy, we must make time for those who matter to us. Okay, and if you want to be in the space of people who are busy, you should be able to provide certain kinds of solutions to them. You shouldn't be another problem. And this is something that I learned even my corporate space, because I noticed that. So by the grace of God, I get to deal with very like VIP, VVIP people. And when I say VVIP, like people who are in top positions, who take a lot of delicate decisions, right? So they are very busy. I mean, moving from meeting to meeting, and they hardly have time for themselves. So if you have friends growing up who have now become people that we call VVIP today, who are genuinely busy, I think to keep those relationships, you must be a solution. I mean, you shouldn't always be calling some people when they are having conversation with you. It's like every day is throwback Thursday. They're always reliving the past. But no, it shouldn't be like that. You must be able to be a solution, right? And people have blocked some of their old friends because anytime that they call, it's one petition after the other. They are not being a solution. They are not complimenting them. And it becomes difficult to keep up with such relationships. So that's one thing I've noticed, that people are genuinely busy. And if you want to be in their space, if you want to keep those relationships, you must be a solution to them and not another problem. Now, the past is the past. Move on, right? Like I said, for some people, like, every day is throwback Thursday. When they see you, have past conversations, how things used to be, I think at a point you have to move on, right? Let's look at the future, okay? We can have moments that we talk about the past, but conversation shouldn't always be about the past. What are you doing new? What are you up to, you know? Those things keep conversations fresh and they keep friendships going. Money, exposure, and fame changes the game, you know? When your friends get money, they get exposure, they... It changes the game. Probably you might not agree with me, but I feel that when your friends begin to get the exposure, they begin to get money, they change, right? I noticed that when people begin to get a lot of exposure and money, like, they really now pay attention to details. There are certain things that they will do formally that they will not be interested in doing anymore. And I think when you have friends like that, it's just about you to really consider how they are adjusting to their new life and make sure that you do not become a pain, right? You don't try to, you know, take them back, you know. You must respect people for who they are and what they have decided to be, you know. So, yeah, I think when money and exposure comes in, friendships change, and you must also learn how to align. So, these are like six things that I have learned about friendships. Now, things that I think we could do to make sure that friendships, like other friendships, really, really work. I think we must learn to change our language. As we grow up, there are certain things that we used to do in the past. We need to evolve, right? Certain conversations need to evolve, you know, and you must really pay attention to your friendships and see which conversation fits which friendship, which purpose at every time, you know, and it really helps. So people feel that when they come around you, they're able to learn something new, they are imparted. So you notice that you're able to keep certain friendships and relationships that you value when you change how you speak, the kind of words that you use, and the kind of examples and all those things that you talk about. You really have to pay attention. Like, when people get exposure, when people get money, when people get to big places, their language changes, whether you like it or not. You might not agree with me, but that's what I've noticed. Their language changes. And if you want those relationships to be green, you have to also learn to change your language. Now, read the room. Like, You should be able to read your friends, you know. I noticed some of my friends, at a certain point, don't laugh at certain jokes, right? And I'm not there to force them to laugh at my jokes. I just read the room and see what now fits with them. And sometimes I just learn to play along because that's what they have chosen for themselves. If I feel that it's uncomfortable and I can't relate to them, I have a conversation with them that this is how I feel about this. What do you think? You know, that's the intentionality about adult friendship. You don't see the people changing and just say, oh, this guy has changed. I mean, or this girl, lady has changed. I'm no longer going to talk with them again. They don't, you know, like, you just make hasty generalizations and hasty decisions just because of what you have seen. But probably they are behaving that particular way because of what they have been exposed to. So for adult education, I mean, adult friendship, you should be willing to have real conversations with your friends, right? Then fix hangouts and pay or share the cost, right? If you really value the friendships, you must fix hangouts. Yeah, so you guys can go out together and make sure that you share the cost. Share the cost, or else the next time that you call people for a hangout, they know that they just want to eat on their account and nobody will show up. So it's either you pay for everything or you share the cost, so that you don't make going out with you a pain. I know we all have people like that, you know, who always want to parasite and don't want to be part of the contribution. Yeah. Then plan check-ins, you know, maybe once in a week. You can be deliberate about it. You can set a reminder. Like once in a week, you call someone. Like this week, I called a friend. I was speaking to her. She was like, oh, I do. Oh, I really check up on her. I was like, yeah, like, I really think this relationship is valuable. So, yeah, I'll be checking up on you, you know. So, plan those check-ins. Don't just think they will come up, you know. Plan those check-ins. Then, prayer over advice and stress. You know, as we grow up, there's so much. There's so much that comes to us, trust me. And if you're a person of faith like I am, I'm a Christian. And sometimes when you hear your friend's issues, you want to quickly give advice. I think sometimes all you should do is pray about it, because no situation is the same. You know, sometimes I see my friends taking certain decisions that I think if it was me, I wouldn't have taken those decisions, okay? Sometimes you try to impose what you think on your friends. And I think if you're a person of faith, sometimes you should consider praying rather than giving advice, right? Sometimes just listen to your friends and pray for them. You can have a prayer, like a prayer journal where you pray for your friends. It really keeps you from imposing yourself on them and also allowing God to do what he wants to do with their lives. I think when you pray for your friends, it really gives you like a different heart towards them. And there was one of my friends who was very close to me, and the relationship became a bit sour, but I pray for him. And I feel that when I started praying for him intentionally, I felt the pain I had towards what happened, like, was like it went off, right? It went off. So yeah, prayer is very important. Then customize your friendships. No two friendships are the same. No two friendships are the same. That's why I spoke about language. You must customize your friendships. Every friendship is different. So you know how to approach every friendship. Pay attention to their needs, what they want, what they don't like. Pay attention to all those things and make sure that you customize your friendship. And be slow to anger. Everyone is dealing with something. We just decided not to look like our problems. Like everybody's dealing with something. We just don't want to look like our problems. So please be really slow to anger. And when people do things and you don't understand, don't blurt out. Don't try to insist or push your way, because really, people are dealing with things. You'll never know. You'll never know. People are really dealing with things. And if you are going to be another problem they'll have to deal with, trust me, that friendship is going to end. And learn to have healthy conflicts. Yeah? Tell your friends, you know, tell them how you feel without making them feel guilty, whilst you come to a mutually beneficial conclusion. Right? So you must be able to tell your friends how you feel. Okay, you don't have to hide it. I see sometimes that we try to hide our feelings just to keep the relationship, and eventually we even lose it because we're not true to ourselves and we're just, you know, trying to keep up. So I think that's something that we should all learn how to have healthy conflicts. I think one of these days we'll have a conversation about healthy conflicts. It's something that I've noticed that a good number of us try to dodge conflicts and confrontations, right? And I have noticed I've seen myself evolve from that position where I would rather keep quiet and let the thing pass than to, you know, have a conversation about it. So yeah, let's learn how to have healthy conversations, healthy conflicts. You can't avoid conflicts. You should have healthy conflicts. So choose friends based on purpose. Okay. You must know what you want to be able to choose people who would complement what you want, people who would actually cause you to stretch to get to what you want, and people that you can also carry along so that you can all get to what you want. So you must really know your purpose so that you can have these three people around you. People who will stretch you, people who will support you, and people that you can also support. Then, the last one, that will be point 10. Take time to listen to those you call friends and ask yourself if each one of them is worth working for. Right? Take time to listen to those you call your friends and decide for yourself if these friends are worth working for. Because friendships really, to keep a friendship really requires intentionality and time. And you must know why you are keeping that relationship, really, why you are keeping that friendship. You must know why so that you can work towards it. So I've shared 6 things I've learned about adult friendship and 10 things that I think we can do to keep adult friendships running. Guys, let me know what you think. Let me know what things you've learned about adult friendships yourself from your experience. Let me know things that you are doing to keep those friendships running, right? Yeah. So thank you very much. And we'll be back again. Thank you for staying tuned. And please, if you are not following me, do well to follow me, Kwabena Dapa. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on LinkedIn. Follow me here. Share this link with a friend. And let's all share our experiences. And as always, the Kwabena Dapa podcast has been put together to help young people go through the various phases of life and make better decisions. Thank you and see you soon. Bye.